Good afternoon. It's good to hear, be here with you again this afternoon.
大家下午好, 很高兴今天又和大家在一起。
And congratulations to our little baby out here.
祝贺这个小baby。
I'm looking forward to seeing him. Him. Is it a boy or girl? Boy, yeah. And his name is River? River. Yeah. Okay, that must be grandma out there.
很高兴看到凯瑜的孩子River。
Okay, want to speak to you today on reasons for love.
今天想和大家交通的是爱的理由。
The disciple of John who wrote this book focused particularly on love.
约翰使徒写的这本书，重点是在爱。
In fact, he identified himself in the Gospel of John as the disciple whom Jesus loved.
他也是约翰福音的作者，里面也说他是耶稣所喜爱的门徒。
As if Jesus didn't love all the other disciples.
好像意思是说耶稣不爱其他的门徒。
But I notice that a lot of Chinese take as their Christian name John.
知道很多中国的基督徒喜欢用那个John做他的名字。
We have John here as our interpreter, and we have a John. Now, I don't know if their Chinese name corresponds with that.
不知道里面有没有什么很多的理由。
But there's a special draw toward the disciple John.
确实是约翰福音有很多吸引人的地方。
And he wrote a lot about love.
他写了很多关于爱的故事。
And so I want to speak upon that subject once again as we continue our study in the first John.
所以我们在继续学习约翰一书的时候，我们要就爱这个话题做一些分享。A
group of American tourists were taking a bus tour in Rome, and it was led by an English-speaking guide.
有一天在罗马，一个说英文的导游带着一群美国游客坐那个大巴观光游览。
Hold on, get me coordinated. There we go. Okay. And their first step was at a basilica.
他们的第一站是个大教堂。
And after they were safely dropped off, they climbed the steps and they toured the church.
大巴把他们安全地放下了之后，他们就走到教堂，爬了教堂的台阶，逛了一圈。
And when they came out, they spread out to cross the busy street.
他们出来之后，他们就分散开的，想穿过一条繁忙的马路。
Their bus was parked on the other side, and there were lots of lanes of traffic.
他们的大巴就停在街的另外一边，但是中间路上有很多这个交通。
And so the guide shouted out to them.
这个导游高声的对他们喊道。
He hollered. He said, "You cross one by one, and they hit you one by one."
这个导游喊道，你们一个一个的过街车会一个一个的撞。
You cross together, he said, and they think you will hurt the car, so they won't hit you.
你们一起过街的话，他们会认为你们要砸车，就不会过来撞你们。
Now that's a pretty good reason to stay together.
这的确是一个很好的在一起的，大家在一起的理由。
In this case, it's safety.
这种情况下是为了安全。However,
there's many more good reasons to stay together and to love one another.
但是还有其他更好的理由，我们需要在一起，彼此相爱。And
we're going to look at 1 John once again, chapter 4, where the Bible gives us five good reasons to love, especially in times maybe when you don't feel like loving.
今天我们要再次分享约翰一书第四章，圣经告诉我们有五个理由要去爱，即使那些你不想去爱的时候。And
so we'll pick up the account in verse 7 where it says, "Dear friends, let us continue to love one another. For love comes from God. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God, but anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love."
约翰一书四章七到八节，亲爱的弟兄们啊。 我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的，都是由神而生，并且认识神。没有爱心的，就不认识神，因为神就是爱。Now
this tells us that the very essence of God is love. God is love.
这就说到神的本质就是爱，神就是爱。And
that means that God could never stop loving you.
这意味着神从来不会停止爱你们。Just
as the sun could never stop shining.
就像太阳不会停止发光一样。
Les and Leslie Parrott in their book on relationships put it this way.
在关系的那本书里，柏拉特博士这样说道。They
said, "The sun only shines just as God only loves."
那个书里说，太阳只发光，就像上帝只爱一样。
And it is the nature of the sun to shine, And so it is the nature of God to love.
太阳的本性 是发光，爱也是神的本性。
And we're free, we can get away from the sun if we want to.
我们是有自由的，我们有自由去远离太阳。如果我们想这样做的话，
we can lock ourselves in a dark room.
我们也能把自己关在一个黑暗的房间里。
But that's not going to keep the sun from shining.
但是那样不会阻止太阳发光的。
And so it is with God's love.
神的爱也是这样。
We can reject it.
我们可以拒绝。
But God keeps on loving us.
但神总是爱我们。
No matter what our choices might be, God loves it.
不管我们的选择是如何，神一直是爱我们。
Because that's what God is.
因为神就是那样。
God is love.
神就是爱。
And you can know God personally.
你们可以自己亲自地认识神。
Because God already knows you and He loves you.
因为神已经认识你并且爱你。
And so you don't want to turn away from that love.
因此不要离开那份爱。
Instead, you want to trust yourself to God's love and get to know Him.
相反，把自己信靠于神的爱中认识他。
And you want to feel the warmth and the light of His unconditional love.
感受他无条件的爱。
And then let that become reason for you to love others.
让这份爱成为你爱其他人的理由。
You want to love because you know God and because God is love. That's our reason number one.
你去爱，因为你认识神，神是爱，这是爱的第一个理由。
You know God, you've experienced Him.
你认识神，你已经经历过神。
And so you're to care for people because you've experienced the care that God has for you.
所以关心人，因为你经历过神的关心。
And you can show compassion to people because God has shown compassion toward you.
所以你可以有富有同情心对其他人，因为你已经有和从主那里有同情心，得到同情心。
A couple of years ago, a man named Andy Armstrong was dead tired when he went to bed after around 10 p.m. at night on a Friday night in March.
几年前有个叫 Andy 阿姆斯特朗的人，在三月一个周五的晚上，大概十点多钟，他就上床睡觉了，因为他非常非常的累。
He was exhausted from a week-long work trip, and he was desperate to get a good night's sleep.
他这个精疲力尽的理由是因为他上一周一直在出差，所以就想睡个好觉。
He was so tired he forgot to lock the doors on his house.
他实在是太累了，都忘了锁门。
Well, around 3 a.m. in the morning, the light in his bedroom flipped on, and Armstrong jolted awake.
夜里三点半的时候，他屋里的灯亮了，他就是一下醒来了。
And he caught a glimpse of a stranger who turned and walked down the hall of his house.
他看见一个陌生人在家里的客厅走来走去。
What are you doing here? He yelled.
你在这干嘛？
You need to get out of my house.
你需要立即离开我的房子。
Well, the stranger turned and he said, "Oh, I'm sorry. I think I'm in the wrong house. I crashed my car."
这个陌生人说的，哦，对不起，我想我可能走错房间了，我把我的车撞了。
And his face was banged up, and there was blood on his sleeves.
他的脸撞得很严重，袖子上也有血。
I don't know where I am, he said.
他说我不知道我在哪。
Well, Armstrong's fear subsided a little bit, and he asked the stranger, "Do you need help?"
阿姆斯特朗的恐惧也消退了些，他就问那个陌生人，你需要帮助吗？
No, the man said, and he walked out of Armstrong's house wearing his shoes, leaving his own behind.
那个男人说不用，他穿着阿姆斯特朗鞋子就出去了，把他自己的鞋子留下了。
Well, Armstrong immediately locked the door and called the police.
阿姆斯特朗立刻锁上门，并且报了警。
It was then that he noticed that every light in his house was on, along with the TV.
就在那时，他注意到他房子里的几乎的所有灯都亮着，电视也打开着。
And he also found some blood on the kitchen counter as well as on the floor.
他也发现厨房的地板和柜台上都有血迹。
Well, the police found the man in about 20 minutes walking through the neighborhood.
大约二十分钟之后，警察在附近的路上找到那个还在步行的走路的人。
And when it became daylight, it was clear what happened.
天亮的时候，大家都知道发生了什么。
The man driving rather fast went through a stop sign at a T in the road.
那人晚上开车相当快，然后在一个 T 字形的路口的时候，冲过了一个 stop sign， 一个停车的标志。
He barreled through a yard and he launched his car off a 35 to 40 foot embankment, clearing a span of open water on the lake before landing on the season's remaining lake.
他冲过一个院子，把他的汽车从35到40英尺的陆地上开出去，越过一片湖水，然后降落在一个冬季残留的那些冰上。
I should say the season's remaining ice that was on the lake.
那就是这个冬季残留的冰上，不是冬季残留的湖上。
Now the man, this is a true story. His name was James Sundry, was 38. He had no drugs or alcohol in his system, and he didn't remember what happened.
这个是个真实的故事。这个38岁的男人叫 James Sundry， 他体内也没有任何毒品和酒精，但他确实不记得发生了什么。
The Alexandria police chief Rick Weifel said he was cold and disoriented, but he walked away alive.
亚历山大警察局局长瑞克菲呃菲呃威菲尔斯说，他很冷，他也走丢了，但他却活着离开了。
Now sometimes cold and disoriented people come crashing into our lives.
有的时候，寒冷和迷失方向的人会冲到我们的生活当中。
And they're bloody and bruised from life experiences.
他们的生活经历让他们身上带有血迹和伤痕。
And that's the time when love can bring them to the one whom we know from personal experience.
那就是爱他们的时候，因为可以让他们这个时候认识到主。
And he can heal and restore them.
主可以医治康复他们。
And so first, love because you know God. God is love.
所以爱的第一个理由是因为你认识神，神就是爱。
And then second, love because God loves you.
第二层理由，爱神是因为神爱你。
Care for people because the Lord cares for you.
关心他人，因为神关心你。
Show compassion for people because God shows compassion for you.
对他人有同情心，因为神对你有同情心。
Look at this in verse 9. God showed how much he loved us by sending his one and only son into the world so that we might have eternal life through him. This is real love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as a sacrifice to take away our sins.
约翰一书四章第九节九到十节这样说道，神差他的独子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
God sent his son to satisfy the righteous requirements of the law of God.
神差遣他的儿子来满足他律法的公义的要求。
God's law demanded the death penalty for sin.
神的律法对罪是有死刑的。
And every one of us has sinned.
我们每个人都犯罪。
But Jesus paid the penalty of our sin on the cross when he died in our place.
但耶稣基督在十字架上为我们的罪而死，为我们付出了代价。
And that's how much God loved us, even before we loved him.
神就是这样爱我们的，即使甚至在我们爱他之前。
Romans 8:5 says this, God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners.
罗马书五章八节这样说道，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
God didn't wait for us to love him first.
神没有等我们先爱他。
He loved us first from an old rugged cross.
他先爱的我们，在一个古老的崎岖的十字架上开始。
I read about a family whose son dropped out of school in his mid-teens.
我知道一个家庭，儿子，我读到一个家庭，他的儿子十几岁辍学了。
And he began associating with the wrong kind of friends, and his life became a mess.
他开始与一群不怎么样的人混在一起，生活变得一团糟。
One night he staggered into his house at 3 a.m. in the morning, completely drunk.
一天晚上，这个男孩在凌晨三点钟的时候，踉踉跄跄地走进他的房间，喝得酩酊大醉。
His mother slipped out of her bed and left her room.
他的母亲溜下床，离开了他的房间。
The father followed, assuming that his wife was in the kitchen, maybe even crying.
那个孩子的爸爸跟着过去，以为他太太在厨房里，也许在伤心的哭。
But instead, he found her at the son's bedside as he lay passed out drunk.
相反，他在他儿子的床边找到了他太太，当时他儿子醉得昏睡过去。
What are you doing? The father asked.
你在做什么？那个父亲在问。
The mother answered, "Well, he won't let me love him when he's awake."
那个妈妈回答说，他醒了就不让我再爱他。
This mother stepped into her son's darkness.With a love that existed, even though he did not love her back.
那个母亲带着爱走进他儿子的黑暗当中，即使当时他并不爱他。
And that's the way God loved us.
神也是这样爱我们的。
While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
当我们还做罪人的时候，耶稣为我们而死。
He loved us unconditionally long before we ever loved him.
远在我们曾经爱他之前，他就无条件的爱我们。
And so, since God loved you first, you can take the initiative to love others first.
因为神无条件的先爱你们，所以你应该是把这个作为爱其他人的。
Don't wait for people to love you.
不要等待其他人来先爱你。
Love them first, whether they respond to you or not.
不管他们有没有反应，先爱他们。
And so, first, love because you know God. God is love.
所以第一条你要爱，是因为你认识神，神就是爱。
And second, love because God loves you.
第二条你要爱，因为神爱你。
And then third, love because God lives in you and you in God.
第三条你要爱，因为神住在你里面，你也住在神里面。
We're looking at reasons to love.
我们来看，神，爱的理由。
And you should love because God loves you and you are in God.
爱是因为神爱你，你也住在神里面。
You can care for people because as a believer, God's Spirit lives in you.
关心人，因为作为一个信徒，神的灵住在你里面。
You can show compassion to people because the Lord lives in you and you live in Him.
你能对他人有同情心，因为主住在你里面，你也住在他里面。
Look at this in verse 12. No one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us, and His love is brought to full expression in us.
四章十二节，约翰一书，从来没有人见过神。我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全了。
Now God is invisible; we can't see Him.
神是看不见的，我们看不见他。
And it's only our love that makes Him visible to other people.
我们的爱能让世界其他人看见他。
God reveals His love through us.
神通过我们表明他的爱。
And in that way, His love is brought to full expression in us.
这样，他的爱在我们身上得到充分的表达。
God's love is actually experienced through us to others.
另外，其他人是通过我们来经历神的爱。
It's like a song that was written by Oscar Hammerstein.
就像奥斯卡·哈姆斯汀这个人写的一首歌。
It says, "A bell is no bell until you ring it."
铃，你敲响它才是铃。
And a song is no song until you sing it.
歌你唱它才是歌。
And love in your heart wasn't put there to stay.
你心中的爱不是放在那发呆。
Love isn't love until you give it away.
你给予之后，爱才是爱。
You see, God's love in you must find a way to express itself to others.
神在你里面的爱必须找到他的表达方式。
Verse 13, and God has given His Spirit as proof that we live in Him and He in us. Furthermore, we have seen with our own eyes and now testify that the Father sent His Son.To be the savior of the world.
十三到十四节，神将他的灵赐给我们，从此就知道我们是住在他里面，他也住在我们里面。父差子做世人的救主，这是我们所看见且做见证的。
And so, how do we see the invisible God?
所以我们怎么看见那位看不见的神呢？
How do we make God visible in the world around us and testify that the Father has sent His Son?
我们如何让世界看见神，为神差子做见证呢？
We do it when we love one another.
我们彼此相爱就做到了。
And that's what Jesus prayed on the eve of his crucifixion.
这是在耶稣受难之前所祷告的。
John wrote about it in John 17:23. He says, I am in them. May they experience such perfect unity. He's talking about love there. May they experience such perfect love that the world will know that you sent me and that you love them.
约翰在约翰福音十七章二十三节这样写道：“我在他们里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一。这个合而为一，意思就是指相爱，让世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们。”
In the past, we've heard a lot about Afghanistan.
过去几年我们听到很多关于阿富汗的消息。
And in the days leading up to 9/11, which is 20 years ago.
在911的前几天，911是20多年前发生的事情了。
Fighting in Afghanistan between local groups and the Taliban resulted in thousands of refugees pouring into their neighboring country of Pakistan.
当地的一些组织与塔利班在阿富汗的战争，导致成千上万的难民涌入这个巴基斯坦这个邻居这个邻国。
Much like the Ukraine people are pushing themselves into Poland today.
就像今天乌克兰的难民又跑到那个波兰一样。
And these communities were squashed into tents with an intense heat and poor sanitation.
在阿富汗那个时候，这些难民们被挤在帐篷里，酷热难当，卫生条件也非常差。
Well, Dudley Woodberry was a missionary there, and he was working in the refugee camps at the time.
达德里伍德布尼是当时在做宣教，正在难民营里做一些施工。
And he described what happened in the camps.
伍德伯尼描写了营地里发生的一些事情。
Conditions were very harsh.
条件非常艰难。
And Roberta, his wife, put together some school supplies so that they would have more than just blank slabs with chalk.
他的妻子罗伯特将一些学习用品放在一起，让学生有的不仅仅是粉笔和白板。
And others took thousands of sandals for the children because they ran around in bare feet on the rough, parched ground.
其他人则为赤脚在粗糙的地面上乱跑的孩子们拿了树圈上的凉鞋。
But before they gave them the sandals, they decided that they would wash their feet as Jesus had done.
但在他们给他们孩子们的凉鞋之前，他们决定也像耶稣一样那样给他们洗脚。
And so Woodberry's daughter-in-law joined them.
乌德伯里的儿媳也参加了他们的活动。
And for a week, they washed every foot with antibacterial soap.
一个多星期，他们用一种抗菌的肥皂来给每个孩子的脚来洗脚。
And they rubbed them with oil.
用油来擦他们的脚。
And as they did so, they silently prayed for each child.
在做这些的时候，他们默默地为孩子们祷告。
And then they would give them a new pair of sandals.
然后他们给他每个孩子一个新的凉鞋。
A quilt, a shawl, and a bag of flour.
一条被子，一条披肩和一小袋面粉。
Now at first, the sores, the pus, the pink eye, the dirt was revolting.
他们说起初一些孩子的这些疮啊、脓啊。一些红眼啊和一些污垢确实令人反感。
But then Woodberry's daughter-in-law felt a deep love, and she would pray over each child.
但随后，伍德伯尼的儿媳心中拥有一些非常的爱意，来为他们祷告。
And she would pray something like this: "Dear Father, this little girl looks like she doesn't have anyone to care for her."
伍德伯尼的儿媳这样祷告：亲爱的天父，这个小女孩好像没人照顾她。
Let my touch feel to her as if you are touching her.
让我今天的抚摸让她能够感觉到，就像你在触摸她一样。
May she remember how you touched her this day.
愿她能记得您今天是如何抚摸她的。
And may she seek after you thereafter.
愿她以后会寻求你。
Thank you.
谢谢你。
For those who thank you will find you, or seek you will find you.
因为那些寻找你的人会找到你的。
Well, the child looked up and kind of shyly smiled.
孩子仰头看着他，害羞地笑了。
Sometime later, a teacher in one of these tents that were used for a refugee school asked the class, "Who are the best Muslims?"
过了一段时间，在难民营的一个帐篷里面，一个学校里面，一位老师问他的班上的学生，谁是最好的穆斯林？
And a girl raised her hand and replied, "The Kafirs."
一个女孩会举手回答道，卡菲尔人。
Now, a kafir means unbeliever, and it's a term that Muslims often use for Christians.
Kafir 的意思，卡菲尔人的意思就是不信的人，这是穆斯林通常用来指基督徒的一个词。
And so after the teacher recovered with shock, she asked the girl why she said the kafirs were better Muslims.
老师一开始很震惊，但回转过来之后就问那个女孩，为什么她说卡菲尔人是最好的穆斯林。
And the girl required, well, the Muslim fighters killed my father.The kafirs washed my feet.
女孩回答说：“穆斯林战士杀死了我的父亲，但卡菲尔人给我洗脚。”
And you see, when we love like that, even our enemies that don't know Jesus see that Jesus is real in our lives.
当我们爱的时候，即使我们的敌人他们不相信耶稣，他们也知道耶稣是真实的。
It's the most powerful testimony that we can have.
这是我们能够做的最有力的见证。
And it's love like that that motivates people all over the world to follow Jesus.
就是像那样的爱激励全世界的人去跟随耶稣。
Verse 15. All who declare that Jesus is the Son of God have God living in them, and they live in God. We know how much God loves us, and we have put our trust in his love. God is love. And all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them.
15到16节经文。凡认耶稣为神儿子的，神就住在他里面，他也住在神里面。神爱我们的心，我们也知道，也信，神就是爱，住在爱里面的，就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。
God lives in those who declare his son Jesus and who live in love.
神就住在那些认他的儿子耶稣，并且活在爱中的人身上。
In fact, those who declare Jesus and who live in love live in God.
事实上，那些认耶稣的人活在爱里，活在神里面。
Dr. John Scott put it this way.
约翰·斯托特博士这样说道。
He said, when God created fish, he made them to live and to thrive in water.
当上帝创造鱼的时候，他让他们在水中生存，并且茁壮成长。
Their gills are adapted to absorb the oxygen that is in the water.
他们的鳃适应了从水中吸收氧气，在那里他们找到了真实的身份。
And it's there that they find their true identity and their true freedom in water.
在水里，他们找到自己的真正的自由。
But suppose you have a little goldfish and he's swimming around in his little goldfish pool, and he decides that he wants more freedom, and so he takes a flying leap out of the bowl.
假设有个小金鱼在这个鱼缸里游过来游去，它突然有一天想要更多的自由，突然一下子从缸里飞出去了。
Now, if he landed on the floor, his quest for freedom would mean certain death.
如果他落在地板上，他对自由的追求将意味着必死无疑。
And so, well, if fish were meant for water, what are people made for?
如果鱼离不开水，人则需要什么呢？
What is the element that people thrive in, like fish thrive in water?
我们让我们茁壮成长的要素是什么呢？就像鱼在水中茁壮成长一样。
And the Bible tells us, it's love.
圣经告诉我们，那就是爱。
God made us for love, like He made fish for water.
上帝造我们是为了爱，就像造鱼是为了水。
He made us for love because He is love, and we are created in His image.
他为爱创造了我们，因为他就是爱，我们是按照他的形象被创造的。
And so He gave us the capacity to love and to be loved, and when we get far from that, we're like fish out of water.
他给了我们爱和被爱的能力。当我们远离爱的时候，我们就像一条离开水的鱼。
Our very identity is to be found in loving God and loving people.
我们的身份在于爱神和爱他人。
And that's essentially true for the believer who lives in God and who is living for God.
这对信徒来说尤其如此，他们就是生活就在爱的神里面，也是为了爱。
So love, first love, because you know God, God is love.
所以爱第一条理由，因爱是因为你认识神，神就是爱。
And then love because God loves you.
第二条是爱，因为神爱你。
And love because God lives in you and you live in God.
爱因为神住在你里面，你也住在神里面。
And now the fourth reason.
第四条。
Love because God has forgiven you.
爱因为神已经赦免。
You should care for people because God has forgiven you and will never condemn you.
关心人，因为神已赦免你，永远不定你的罪。
You should show compassion to people because you have nothing to fear on the day of judgment.
对他人有同情心，因为在审判之日你没有什么可怕的。
Look at this in verse 17. As we live in God, our love grows more perfect, so we will not be afraid on the day of judgment. But we can face him with confidence because we live like Jesus lived here in this world.
第十七节这样说道，这样爱在我们里面得以完全，我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧，因为他如何，我们在这世上也如何。
Now God is love, and when we show that love, we can have confidence on judgment day.
神就是爱，当我们表现出这种爱的时候，我们可以在审判日有信心。
Verse 18 goes on to say, such love has no fear, because perfect love expels all fear.If we are afraid, it is for fear of punishment. And this shows that we have not fully experienced his perfect love. We love each other because he first loved us.
18节到19节经文说道，爱你没有惧怕，爱既完全就把惧怕除去，因为惧怕你含着刑罚，惧怕的人在爱你未得完全，我们爱 因为神先爱我们。
When you know that God loves you, you're free to love others.
当你知道神爱你的时候，你就可以自由地去爱别人。
But if you're fearing punishment, it's hard to love and to be loved.
但是当你害怕惩罚的时候，就很难去爱或者去被爱。
God says love casts out fear.
神说爱能驱逐恐惧。
But it's also true that fear casts out love.
但真正的恐惧也能驱逐爱，这也是真实的。
So don't be afraid. Don't let fear rule over you.
所以不要害怕，不要让恐惧支配或者阻碍你。
God loves you and has forgiven you.
神爱你并已赦免了你。
The Bible is clear in Romans 8:1. There is now therefore no condemnation, no punishment for those who belong to Christ Jesus.
圣经里说的很清楚，罗马书八章一节，如今在那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，就是没有惩罚了。
And so you can risk loving people.
这样你可以冒险去爱别人。
A family adopted an older child from an orphanage in another country.
一家人从另外一个国家的孤儿院里收养了一个孩子。
And this orphanage did not treat their residents very well. In fact, they treated them badly.
这个孤儿院对孩子们不太好。事实上可以这样说，他们对孩子们挺不好的。
And when this family brought this girl home, one of the things that they told her was that they expected her to clean her room every day and to keep it clean.
当那个家人把这个女孩带回家的时候，他们告诉她的一件事情就是要她每天，希望她每天可以打扫房间，并把房间保持干净。
And so when the girl heard that, she fixated on it and she saw it as a way that she could earn her new family's love.
当他听到这句话的时候，这个女孩就把注意力放在这件事情上了，因为她觉得这是她赢得家人爱的一种方式。
Her thinking was still influenced by the way life was in the orphanage.
她的这种想法，因为她是仍然受到孤儿院的那种生活方式的影响。
There you had to earn favor and love and attention, or you were punished.
你必须赢得奖赏、爱和关注，否则你就会受到惩罚。
And so every morning when her parents came, her new parents came into the room.It was immaculate. And she would sit on the bed and she would say, My room is clean.
这样每天早晨她的父母来到她的房间的时候，她都会把房间弄得一尘不染。她会坐在床上说，我的房间很干净。
Can I stay?
我能留下吗？
Do you still love me?
你们还爱我吗？
Well, her words just broke the hearts of her parents.
她的话让她的父母很伤心。
And eventually the girl learned that her parents loved her unconditionally.
最终女孩知道她的父母无条件爱她。
She didn't have to earn it and they would not abandon her.
她意识到她不必赢得他们的爱，他们也不会抛弃她。
And she came to realize that she was no longer a visitor in the family. She was an inseparable part of the family.
她终于知道她不再是家里的一个客人，而是一个家庭不可分割的一部分。
And when that truth finally sunk in, she no longer feared being put out.
当她理解认识到这个真相之后，她不再害怕被放逐。
Her parents' love cast out her fear.
她父母的爱驱散了她的恐惧。
Now, God's love for you will do the same.
神的爱会为你做同样的事情。
As a believer, you are an inseparable part of God's family.
作为信徒，你是神家中不可分割的一部分。
God will never condemn or disown you.
神永远不会谴责或否认你。
You are loved with an everlasting love that will not quit.
你会被永恒的爱所爱，那爱永远不会消失。
And so don't be afraid to love.
所以不要害怕去爱。
Number one, love because you know God and God is love.
爱的第一条理由，爱因为你认识神，神就是爱。
And number two, love because God loves you.
第二条，爱因为神爱你。
And number three, love because God lives in you and you live in God.
第三条，爱因为神住在你里面，你也住在神里面。
And number four, love because God has forgiven you.
第四条，爱因为神已赦免。
And now number five, love because you love God.
现在看第五条，爱因为你爱神。
Care for people because you're committed to the Lord.
关心人，因为你委身于主。
Show compassion for people because you have given yourself to be a fully dedicated disciple or follower of Jesus Christ.
对他人有同情心，因为你已经让自己成为一个全心全意的耶稣基督的跟随者。
Verse 20, if someone says, I love God, but hates a fellow believer, that person is a liar. For if we don't love people we can see, how can we love God whom we cannot see? And he has given us this command, those who love God must also love their fellow believers.
20到21节经文这样说道，人若说我爱神却恨他的弟兄，这是说谎话的。不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。爱神的也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所说的命令。
Loving God and loving people go hand in hand.
爱神和爱人是相辅相成的。
In fact, you can't love one, namely God, without loving the other people.
事实上，你不能爱一个，这里说的是上帝，而不爱另外一个，这里说的是人。
And so if you find it hard to love certain people, don't love them for their sake, love them for God's sake.
所以如果你发现确实很难爱某些人的时候，不要因为他们的原因去爱他们，而是为了神的原因去爱他们。
Love them because you love Jesus, and Jesus loves them.
爱他们因为你爱耶稣基督，耶稣基督也爱他们。
The late Howard Hendricks, a professor at Dallas Theological Seminary, once sat on a plane that was delayed for takeoff.
霍华德亨德里克斯是已故的达拉斯神学院的一个教授，曾经坐在一个飞机上，飞机这个起飞比较晚。
And after a long wait, the passengers became more and more irritated.
这个晚点很多，很长时间，这个乘客们就很烦躁。
But Hendricks noticed how gracious one of the flight attendants was as she spoke with them.
这个亨德里克斯这个教授就注意到一个空姐在和这些乘客交谈的时候是非常的亲切，非常的友好。
And after the plane finally took off, he called that flight attendant over and he spoke with her.
那个飞机终于起飞之后，他和这个空姐沟通了一下，就跟她说。
And he told her how amazed he was at her patience and her pleasantness.And self-control, even with people who were not so nice to her.
这个教授告诉那个空姐，她非常惊讶她的那个空姐的耐心，这些很开心，然后这种自制力，即使是对那些对她不太好的那些，她也这样。
And so he said he wanted to write a letter of commendation to the airline on behalf of her.
所以他想给航空公司一封表扬那个空姐的信。
Now that flight attendant responded that.She didn't work for the airline, but she worked for Jesus.
那个空姐回答说，她不是为航空公司工作的，她是为耶稣基督工作的。
And she explained to him that just before she came to work, she and her husband prayed together that she would be a good representative of the Lord Jesus Christ.
她说就在这个今天上班之前，她和她先生一起祷告，希望她能够成为基督的一个好的代表。
And therefore, he gave her the ability to love difficult people.Because she loved Jesus and she wanted to represent him in the world.
因为她爱，所以她跟那些爱些难缠的人，因为她爱耶稣基督，想为他做一个好的表率。
Now we're to do the same.
我们也要这样做。
We're to let our love for Jesus motivate us to love even the most difficult people in the world.
让我们对耶稣基督的爱激励我们去爱生活中那些难缠的人。
And so love because you know God, God is love.
爱因为你认识神，神是爱。
And love because God loves you.
爱因为神爱你。
And love because God lives in you and you in him.
爱因为神住在你里面，你也住在
神里面。And love because God has forgiven you.
爱因为神已赦免你。
And because you love God.
爱因为你爱神。
In other words, love because of your relationship with God.
换句话说，爱因为你和神的那种关系。
Let God influence you to love as he loves.
让神来影响你去爱，就像他爱你一样。
In western Colorado, there's a road called the Million Dollar Highway.
在科罗拉多州的西部有一条叫百万美元的这个高速公路。
How did it get its name?
这名字是怎么来的呢？
Well, some said, well, because it cost $1 million to build.
有人说因为它的建造成本要超过100万美元。
And as you can see, it runs through some very difficult terrain and at high altitudes.
你可以看到这个路是修在这个非常困难的地形，那边海拔也很高。
But that's not correct.
但这是不对的。
The real reason it's called the Million Dollar Highway is because waste material from gold mines that were in that area was used as a bed for the highway.
它被称为百万美元的高速公路的真正的原因是因为。 在这个地区的一些金矿的废料被用作高速公路的那些路床。
And in those days, not all the gold dust and nuggets were removed from that mining process.
当时这些采矿的过程当中，并没有清除这个矿山里面所有的那些金沙或者是金小金块。
And so as a result, there's literally a roadbed of gold that is probably worth a lot more than $1 million today.
所以今天按今天来看，这个路基里面有很多这些黄金，它的价值可能远超过100万美元。
It's not the cost that gave it its name.
它有这个名字，不是因为它的成本。
It's what is inside of it.
因为是它里面的。
And the same is true with God.
神给我们的爱也是这样。
God commands us to love one another.
神命令我们是彼此相爱。
And that costs us at times.
有些时候爱是需要付出代价。
But its real value is found at what is inside of it.
但他爱的真正价值是在于他自己。
God Himself living in us.
他的内在神住在我们里面。
The God who is love.
神就是爱。
And so love.
所以去爱。
And love even those who are difficult to love.
爱那些难以爱的人。
And love because you know God. God is love.
爱因为你认识神，神就是爱。
And love because God loves you.
爱是因为神爱你。
And love because God lives in you and you in God.
爱是因为神住在你里面，你也住在神里面。
And love because God has forgiven you.
爱是因为神已赦免你。
And love because you love God.
爱是因为你爱神。
And there you will find God Himself.
爱是因为你在爱中发现神自己。
Let's pray.
一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you so much that yours is an everlasting love.
神，天父，感谢你，永远不离弃的爱。
A love that will not quit.
爱永不放弃。
A love that is there for us every single day and night.
在我们每天每夜的爱与我们同在。
Now, Lord, help us to be a channel of that love to others.
神，求你让我们成为那种爱的管道。
Even to those who are difficult.
爱那些难缠的人。
Maybe somebody within our own family.
甚至是我们一些家里的一些人。
Or at work.
或者是工作上。
In the neighborhood.
社区里。
Wherever.
不管什么地方。
Help us to love as you love.
帮助我们像你一样去爱别人。
And this we pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.